Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana, and it is December the 31st, 2020. We got about an hour and 45 minutes left of 2020, and I'm so glad to see 2020 come and go. 2021, I'm looking forward to it. I think that this year has been a really good year. I mean, it's just been a really tough year, but a really necessary year. I think that we have made history in 2020. I think that this is the year that no one will ever, ever, ever forget. It's been with politics, with Black Lives Matter, with George Floyd, just all the politics, all the, ups and downs, just distance learning. I mean, it's like we've been through it all, okay? Distance learning, working from home. You know, we figured out that some of our jobs could be emails instead of meetings. I mean, this is like the year of discovery. We have figured out, what issues we have in our marriages, what issues we have in our motherhood, what needs to be worked on. I mean, this has been the year, I feel like, of real change, at least discovery. And I want moms to really tap in. I feel like I want you guys to really get the assessment. I'm going to be pushing it hard this year because I feel like had I not known more about myself and really having that self-awareness, learning about my strengths and my limitations, I feel like the year would have went way left. Like I have been hit with some major curveballs this year. It was a good year. It's bittersweet because it's even if we have some highs, it's we still know that we're in a pandemic and we don't really know what's going to happen next. So it's still one of those things where we have found a way of finding happiness, but at the same time, it's in the back of your mind, it's we don't really know what's coming. So for me, it's I have never felt this close to God. I have never prayed this much in a year. I have not had this many lessons, and I also have not been this successful, as far as career. I finally, out of all these years that I've been working towards my coaching business, I finally launched it. For me, that is a huge thing because that's been one of my major goals that I've been putting off year after year, finding excuse after excuse to not finish it or do it. And I've got my website up this year, my blog got put up this year. So it's all those little career goals and purpose goals that I've had for myself, I was able to do this year. I had some dark spots and some highs and some super lows and lots of lessons, but I feel like we still came out on top. With my motherhood, me and my son, we've definitely had some rough patches. We've been working on our relationship. It's really difficult when you have grown children, because it's the dynamic of the relationship really changes. And it's you have to learn how to move into that relationship and still keep a balance of respect and, boundaries and all those type of things. So we've been really working on that with him. And then just with the kids growing up, they're teenagers now. I have a preteen and two teenagers in the house, and they're just growing up and, they're a little nervous about what the future holds just because, they want to go to college and they have all these what playing football and sports are on hold and all this stuff. So there's a lot that kids are expecting. And, with my marriage, we've hit some rough spots this year, like so many different people and couples, but we're pushing through. It's it just makes you really recognize what's important. I feel like this year was the year of recognition. Fixing what can be fixed, learning what you needed, figuring out what your purpose is, pushing yourself to the limit. And some people really got some rest. I feel like last year, this time I was so drained and tired just from picking kids up from school and dropping them off. And, I was drained from that. And then to finally get a chance to sit down, I'm the thing most that I appreciate about 2020 is that it really showed me I need to really be focusing in on what my family needs from me. That my family is the priority, regardless of work, career, all this stuff, friends, whatever. It's no, my family is my priority. And I need to make sure that everything that I'm doing is surrounding my family, and it's sometimes it's difficult because, just wanting to have the success or seeing your life a certain way and, you know, hitting those milestones that you've wanting to hit. And it's like when you have kids, you don't move at a pace that you can, that you would if you didn't have children or a family. It's like you're moving at a pace where you have to consider other people and you have to make sure that they're getting enough and making sure that, you know, that you have time with them and, you know, and your time is really split up. So you have to be really strategic. And I think that just me recognizing more about myself and learning like what my strengths are, what I value, you know, like learning about the what, the why, the how I do things and how I make decisions and how it affects my family and other people. And so just learning more about myself, that self-awareness, I'm telling you guys, I am going to be drilling it this year. I really want you guys to tap in to figure out what your mogul mom strengths are and your limitations. Just figuring that out is so important because I think that we think that we can kind of just, you know, we have expectations for ourselves to, you know, to reach this high level of achievement or, you know, we have all these expectations for ourselves, but does it really line up with who we are? You know, what is our purpose? What are we doing here? What is, you know, what do we have to offer the world? You know, what does God want for us? And I feel like just learning about what our strengths are and also what our limitations are, it can really help us get to the next level because then we'll know like, okay, what do I need to focus on and what do I need to delegate? How can I maximize my time? I had put on social media on Instagram a chart of like time management and there's the four styles and two of them are very short term when it comes to time management. It's like you think really short term, like what can we get done in this little bit of time? And then we have the other two styles where they think more long term. It's like, okay, I want to work on this project. I need to get all of the details first, you know, or some people have a lot of self-doubt, you know, and so you got to figure out what is it that you struggle with. Some people lack patience. Like that's me right there. Lacking patience. It's like, oh, this is not working. Let's move on, you know, or, oh, this seems like a better idea. Let's do this. Let's jump, you know, jump it from here to there. And once you know that that is your weakness or your limitation, it's like, okay, you don't have a long attention span. That can really help you. Cause it's like, okay, now let me put some things in place that can help me, you know, figure out what I need. Do I need more patience? You know, do I need to just let some things ride out? You know, do I need more discipline? You know, do I need to just go get it done? Or do I need to just, you know, reset and figure out and start, just get started too, you know, just get started. It's like, what is it that I'm missing? And knowing your style, it lets you know, like what you're missing, what are you really good at? And what do you really need to work on? Even with your relationships, it's like, okay, what are your strengths in your relationship? What are you bringing to the table? What makes you a good partner? But then what also makes you not such a good partner? What are some things that you're lacking? How are you guys lining up? What is your love language? It's like all of these things I really want our people, especially people of color, to start to master it. I feel like, you know, because we're always told what to do, or, you know, we've been told for so many years what we need to do to be successful, and we haven't really tapped into our natural gifts. I feel like, you know, a lot of people that are so lost and don't know what they want to do next, and they just feel like they're just kind of, you know, grasping at air at this point, it's really because you don't have self-awareness. You don't really know why you're here. You don't really know what your purpose is. You don't really know what your strengths are. You know, and it's like society will make you feel like you need to be doing something different than what you're doing based on what the roles are, what the responsibilities are that society says they are. But you can be a whole boss and not even be executing that because society says, oh, you're a female. You need to, you know, bow down. You need to don't exceed too high. Don't, you know, and it's like, no, that's not true. You have that ability and you need to go for it. That's what God made you to hear. That's what he put you here to do. And that's what you need to do. You know, so it's like really figuring out like, hey, I do much better on teams. If you figure out, oh, you know what, I'm a team player and there's nothing wrong with that, but I do got to work on saying no more so I don't spread myself too thin. So there's all these different, you know, there's different characteristics that go with each mom style. And so the more you guys latch onto that and figure that out on who you are, it's going to be so much better. So definitely go to my website at Modern Mommy Mogul, download the free ebook that I did with the Mogul Mom Styles, How to Discover Your Mogul Mom Styles. That is really going to help you. And there's a free discovery call in there. So if you want to chit chat about it, I'm going to make the, if you want to just get the assessment, you can always email me. All the information is on the website. You can also locate me on Instagram and just click the link tree and go to the website from there. Just contact me. I'll send you the assessment and you can find out your exact blend. But definitely for next year, I'm going to really be pushing hard with self-awareness. We need to know what is going on. We need to be saving time. We are spending way too much time not knowing what we're here for. Like, we need to know. I want you guys to download it. I want you guys to meet me in the clubhouse. We started a clubhouse with a couple of friends. Every week we're going to be doing it. I think Mondays are going to be the day. So find me on Clubhouse. I'm going to be there Monday, 6:30. And we'll be talking about different subjects with moms. Last week it was good. It was like, can you have it all? And we had a great turnout. Moms got to talk and come to the stage and give feedback and ask questions and just get that support. You know, so I'm down for that. I'm loving the clubhouse vibe, creating that room and just, you know, tapping in every week. It's a good time. So that's all I have for today. I just wanted to say Happy New Year. This is going to be the last podcast of the year. I'm so grateful for you guys. You guys have been listening every day. I've been getting downloads. So that just inspires me to do more, keep going. Next year, we're going to have it cracking with the interviews. We're definitely going to get some men on here. We're still going to be moving forward. But thank you so much for listening. I'm so appreciative of you and Happy New Year.